Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. As college lets out and summer is gearing up, I thought I'd take a few minutes to look around and share what Minnesota has to offer in the arts. The arts are alive and well in this part of the world, and it is because we appreciate all kinds of art and support artists and their work by showing up to events, by buying art, and by enjoying the moments and making time to slow down, look around, and take part in art. There's so many events ahead, I thought I'd take just a minute to do a roundup of ways you can participate in the arts community this month. This Saturday, Big Top Chautauqua invites the public to their annual tent raising. It's not really about fine arts, but it is about bringing community together for the arts. The fun begins at 7 a.m. where volunteers roll out huge, giant bundles of tent, and by afternoon they raise the tent. They say bring work gloves and a camera, and lunch is provided. The magic of Big Top Chautauqua and their concert series over in Bayfield is the community support. Tent raising happens from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, May 13th at Mount Ashua Bay Ski Hill, just 3 miles south of Bayfield, Wisconsin. Happening here in Duluth, an annual event kicks off on Sunday. It's the Magic Smelt Parade. Happens only at Lake Superior, and it's on Sunday, May 14th at 3:30 p.m. There's music from the Brass Messengers, and the costumed, fantastical community parade kicks off at the area lift bridge and then on down the lake walk to Zeitgeist Arts for an annual smelt fry. You want to wear your silver or crowns and bring along lots of joy. This event is family-friendly. Down in the Twin Cities in northeast Minneapolis, Artaworld is right around the corner, kicking off Friday, May 19th at 5 p.m., running on through Sunday, the 21st. Artaworld is an enormous annual art studio event hosted by the Northeast Minneapolis Art Association. If you haven't been, it's like a carnival, an art opening, and a studio tour times 400, with music and food and hundreds of studios to traipse through. It's the largest group show I've ever been to, and worth the trip. Major stops on the open studio tour include the California Building, the Northrop King Building, and wherever you start, they have maps and information to guide you through the whole weekend. Here in Duluth, the Duluth Dylan Fest kicks off next weekend as well. There's a memorabilia display at Carpola's Manuscript Library, and that goes all the way through June, as well as a Dylan-themed art reception at Zeitgeist happening on Monday, May 22nd, the reception from 5 to 7 p.m., the festival going all the way through the 28th. And then wrapping up the month of May, it is the annual, in fact, it's the 8th annual Duluth Superior Film Festival. It's happening again for 2017, and as usual, always kicks off right after Memorial Day. This year, happening May 31st to June 4th. The festival opens Wednesday night with a bang, one great big film, and then it grows from there, making you choose which films to see. The lineup always strives to honor local talent, local productions, and some greats from the indie film circuit. Just as any good festival, there's those hard choices you make as the festival goes on. The Duluth Film Festival, again, happening May 31st through June 4th. Keep it dialed in here to Radio Gallery for more on these events, as well as the Park Point Art Fair, Minnesota State Arts Grant information, local art exhibits, and more. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.